To hear John Ponthy tell it, you have to visit a greenhouse project nursing home to truly know what it's like.
This doesn't look like a nursing home. This doesn't smell like a nursing home. This doesn't feel like a nursing home. This looks like a big home.
Ponthy is a managing member of Southern Administrative Services, which operates 5 greenhouse homes in Arkansas. They're a for-profit company, owning 25 traditional nursing homes in addition to their greenhouse homes.
It can be a beautiful, economically sensible thing.
But Ponthy is in the minority. Only 18% of greenhouse homes are run by for-profit entities, compared to 70% of nursing homes nationally. Ponthy says many for-profit providers are scared off by greenhouse homes' construction costs, high standards of care, and, well, just the fact that they're different from a traditional nursing home.
It's an unknown. It's just new.
But Ponthy believes greenhouse homes can be financially viable. He says their quality usually means less staff turnover and higher occupancy rates. It also attracts more residents who can pay out of pocket.
You put those things in the mix, and it more than neutralizes, in my opinion, the extra cost that you experience.
While private payers can make greenhouse homes more lucrative for providers, they also make greenhouse homes less accessible to the average nursing home resident. Most nursing home residents in the U.S. pay through the Medicaid program, whether because they're low income or they've already spent all their assets. Medicaid covers 62% of nursing home residents nationwide, but only 45% of greenhouse residents. Lindsay Heckler is an attorney with the Center for Elder Law and Justice, a nonprofit legal agency in Buffalo that assists low-income older adults. She says greenhouse-style homes should be available for everyone, not just those who can afford to pay out of pocket.
People who are on Medicaid, people from communities of color, they're more likely to go into one of these nursing homes that are lower rated. So with the greenhouse model, there has to be intention to making sure it is open to every potential resident, not just private pay.
We want Medicaid to be able to fund greenhouse.
Susan Ryan is the Greenhouse Project's senior director. She says a greenhouse home's number of Medicaid residents depends largely on how much their state reimburses them for it.
There are some states that do a much better job than others that make it a little more feasible to have a higher percentage of Medicaid than other states. You know, we've got to create models that fit within our current reimbursement structure. And we can't just create models that if you have the wherewithal to pay privately, you're golden.
So, how do you create more small nursing homes and make them accessible to all residents? Increased Medicaid reimbursement rates, according to the AARP. The interest group released a report last month recommending policymakers use Medicaid funds to incentivize providers to both build greenhouse homes and fill them with Medicaid residents. Stephen Hance agrees with that solution. He's president of the New York State Health Facilities Association, a trade group representing 400 nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Hance says there's about a $56 per day shortfall between what New York provides nursing homes for a Medicaid resident and the actual cost of caring for that resident. Meanwhile, New York aimed to cut $2.5 billion in Medicaid spending last year.
So really, it's going to have to, the paradigm will have to change where policymakers view long-term care as an investment as opposed to a budget expense.
We asked Governor Andrew Cuomo's office, which has faced widespread criticism over its handling of nursing homes during the pandemic, about incentivizing small homes via Medicaid. In a statement, they said the state calculates Medicaid rates based on a uniform methodology, but does allow for some flexibility, depending on a nursing home's level of care and its building characteristics. There doesn't seem to be much momentum for Medicaid-incentivized greenhouse homes in the New York State Legislature. State Democrats recently unveiled a package of nursing home reform bills. They do things like make nursing home finances more transparent and mandate at least 70% of a nursing home's revenue go towards care, but none address small nursing homes or Medicaid incentives. Ponthy says lawmakers across the country need to rethink their approach.
If they look at this pandemic, oh man, we feel so terrible for the elderly. They made a conscious decision to underfund long-term care. And what they get is what they got. And perhaps a little bit, just give them a little bit more incentive. We can create this environment of care that's better quality of life, better quality of work life, and it's much safer and better.
Ryan says the Greenhouse Project is getting a lot of new inquiries, but more so from interested families than potential providers. She feels providers are still reeling from the pandemic and maybe hesitant to try anything new right at this moment.
My fear is that there will be this, everybody craves the comfort zone and everybody, and self included, I mean, I want to go back to the pre-pandemic way of life. But I think that this has created an opportunity that we've got to stare it right in the face and say, we can do better. We must do better.
In Buffalo, I'm Tom Dinke for WXXI News.